Okay, that takes my income to 2.406.
2408371.
Yeah. No, it's just the CPB stuff is. It's all. Ugh.
What do you have for CPB on altogether?
302.
Okay, I have 301376.
Okay, well, whatever. We can finalize this, but it comes out to about 2.40 something. Okay, expenses are at 2010. The difference is 355. So the same.
So you reduced on legal to 5,000, or you reduce it completely or legal?
We reduced it to 15,000.
15,000,
okay. Okay, hang on. I'm just going to put this on speakerphone and use the calculator for a sec. I'll be right back. Okay, so income before capital expenses is $296,000. Capital, I'm sorry, not capital, shared services. Shared services are $296.
Settlement is zero, right? So.
Okay, so we're at about 96,000 in income before capital. We're spending 80 on capital, and we end up with a surplus of about 15.5. That seems reasonable. Based on what we're looking at. Anybody see any major flaws in the plan?
That's with keeping the rent at $10,200.
It is.
Excuse me, Tracy, there's one more thing we haven't mentioned. And that's depreciation. And I see on line 110, other admin expense, they've included depreciation there. But the amount isn't clear, you know, how much of the $12,600 is depreciation or is it all admin expense? And if they were having depreciation and capital, they don't need to have both. Isn't that correct?
Well, Bertolt can answer questions about what's in there, but I think the basic drift with BAI is that their offices were flooded. They lost almost everything, and there isn't at this point a whole lot left to depreciate.
Yeah,
there's certainly no, you know, there's certainly no fixed property, and there's very limited equipment, most of which isn't going to transfer out of where it's been moved to. So that links to the depreciation.
Yeah.
In terms of whether you can use depreciation for capital, we did that somewhat for KPFA's budget, and to an extent you can, but not at 100% because otherwise when your depreciation write-off comes, you've gotten rid of a whole bunch of the income to write it off against. But in this case, I don't think their depreciation is even really adequate to begin to meet their capital expenses.
Well, it sounds like Bertolt was about to tell us something about other admin expenses, what, you know, if that's all that's there.
Yes. What I do with the budget is, in places like that, this is, to be conservative, you put extra expenses when things occur so that, you know, you can cover it. And then if not, then, you know, you have usually some other places where you don't expect expenses, you know, so it balances out. So that's what my budget is usually if we meet our fund drive goal, is usually close because there are some line items to, you know, to cancel out unforeseen expenses. And then $12,000 is not a lot of money, so that's why I did put it, you know, that in there.
Okay.
Just a point of information.
Yes,
so? Yes. For 2013, we're currently at about $1,011 in a depreciation that is going to continue towards the beginning of 2014. And the rest are probably attributable to the other miscellaneous expenses that Bertrand was talking about. So the $1,200,
I think it is.
Yeah. So it should be within that $1,110. Sorry.
Yeah. The only upside of literally no assets. No depreciation. Yeah.
But by the time the studio build out would have been completed in May, the depreciation would start towards the end, like June, July. There's about a 4 month depreciation of those towards the end of the year. That should compensate for the $12,600 because right now we're about $12,600 for the year instead of $12,000, and
yeah,
obviously there's going to be some write-offs, write-downs of fixed assets as we have salvaged most of our equipment there.
Yes, and the advantage of having a studio is that next year the depreciation will go up.
Right, but we'd also go down with the salvaging of the writing down the value of most of their equipment.
Right. Okay. I think that sounds about right.
So are you saying that the $12,600 should go down by?
We should keep it for that.
Should keep it
now.
At
yeah.
level. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds reasonably close to consensus, which is nice. We'll need a motion, I guess, for the record with all these changes. Should I try to compose that, or does someone else want to jump into that breach?
I think you have a working spreadsheet full of this right now, right? So probably you.
I'm offering. I just didn't want to
throw
anybody else's. Okay. So those of you who have been listening, please listen. Make sure I don't make any mistakes. All right. So starting at the top, the National Finance Committee recommends to the PNB the adoption of the WBAI management budget, I guess is the right word, Sarpal?
Well, draft FY.
Management of the draft WBAI budget, let's just call it that, with the following modification. Listener support, account 5,000, line 4, adjusted to 1,566,235. Account 5801, I don't know if my lines are off. Is that line 19 with everybody else?
Yes.
Yes, okay. CPB CSG, adjusted to $226,000. Account 5802, line 20, CPB restricted, adjusted to $73,000. Okay, down the pike. Account 6530, line 91, professional services legal, adjusted to $15,000. Account 6610, line 104, office rent, adjusted to $122,400.
Say that again. Line 104.
Line 104, account 6610, office rent, adjusted to $122,400, which is $10,200 times 12. Account 6900, line 114, settlements legal, adjusted to zero. Okay. Account 6595, line 128, LSB election, adjusted to 18,000. Account 6702, line 149, adjust free speech radio news / national programming, adjusted to 73,000. I believe that is it.
What was the last one?
Oh, account 6702, line 149, free speech radio news / national programming, reduced to 73,000. Totals of total revenue, 2.406, and if these are slightly off, you know, they can be adjusted, but it'll be close to that.
I'm sorry, say that number again.
2,406,000.
We're adding 2 fundraising days, right?
Yeah.
So I think we have to put that in there, you know, somewhere.
We did. We took money out of the CPB, and then we added 2 fundraising days.
Yeah, okay.
So we went down and then up some.
But I was thinking, okay, so we don't want to put that in this motion. The words, we're going to do 2 extra days, although we're just going to understand that.
I think we're just going to understand that.
Okay.
Okay, so total revenue, 2,406. Total expenses before shared services, 2,010. Shared services of 299,660. And surplus after capital, 15,1561.
Well, that was 15,000 what?
15,560 or something thereabouts. 15,500. So sorry, that took forever. Our Paul, you've got it?
Let me read it back so you can – I'll read it slowly so we can all check. The NFC recommends to the PNB the adoption of the WBAI Management Draft FY14 budget with the following modifications. Listener support, number 5,000, line 4, to what is that? 1,566,235. Let me take that little thing out of there. Number 5801, line 19, CPB CSG to 226,000. Number 5802, line 20, CPB restricted to 73,000. Number 6530 or 6531? Line 91.
Let me look. Sorry. Line 91. 15,000.
No. The number 6530 or 6531?
6530.
Zero, okay. Slipped under one. No, 6530, line 91. Legal to 15,000. Number 6610, line 104, office rent to 122,400. Number 6900, line 114, settlements legal to zero. Number 6595, line 128 to 18,000. Number 6702, line 149, FSRN National Programming to 73,000. Total, wait a minute, looking at this. Okay, I'll just read it and then say something. Total revenue, $2.406 million. Total expense before shared services, $2.02 million. Shared services, $299,660. Surplus after capital, $15,500.
Read the expense total again, please.
Expense total is before shared services is $2.02 million.
Don't we have to change central services if we change the total listener?
Yeah, we do, by a small amount.
I thought Tracy had said expenses at $2,010,000. Did I write that wrong?
It is $2,010,000. I didn't change central services. They will change slightly. Okay, that's all right. So we up things. Let's see. Berthold, two fundraising days was what? About $36,000 gross.
It's $37,700 at 78.3%, which is
okay. What's 17%?
Which is 29,519,10.
Okay. So blah blah blah. All right. So 37,000 is 3,700. Not quite 7,000. About 6,800 more in national office, and about 30, and another 800 or so to archives. Okay, let me do this in a calculator.
I think Bertha was saying to subtract the realization, whatever you call it, the percentage, 78% of 37, not 37.
Fulfillment rate?
Yeah, fulfillment. So it's like 29 something.
It's about $7,000 total, so that will reduce our surplus. so it'll fit in with all the other stations and be about $8,000. Okay.
Can we, may I ask if it's possible that we go over those, all those numbers again, because I was plugging them in, the formulas, so you can have a better idea. I can even email the results to Paul and Tracy, and they can share it with the rest.
Okay.
Well, revenue would be 1.566235, right?
Yeah.
And you reduce
with whatever that does to central services, which will probably be a little over $7,000 more coming out.
And you're reducing CPB grant to
302 total, 226 in the CSG and 73 in the CPB. Hey, listen, I have a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Procedurally, for the purposes of a motion, I think the motion's okay. It enumerates the line item changes. And I think we should probably pass it or pass something similar to it. And then, if necessary, we can go back and forth privately about getting the spreadsheet to look the way the spreadsheet needs to look to support it. I mean, is there anyone on the committee who's not clear what changes we're making?
I'm just wondering what figure you settled on for central services, if you did.
I have to do math. Let me do it.
About 306,000.
I think that's the only figure that's unclear. So let's just do it. Oh, yeah. Percentage. Okay. What is 17% of 1,566,235? Okay, we go up to 266,260. And now we do the same thing at 2.5%. Now we get 39,156. Everybody fallen asleep yet?
Nope, I'm eagerly awaiting a new number.
Okay. Oh, I goofed up. All right. A40 and 8841.
I might be closer to you than anybody else, Tracy.
I have 305,415. Does that work? Received.
That's what I get.
Yeah, 305,416.
Yep, that's what I have.
Okay.
So that looks like a surplus of over 90,000.
Yes, with capital of 80,000 for a Pacific style surplus of 98.05, if we're very lucky.
Great.
Which is pretty much how these budgets go.
Okay.
So the net is 51,000 surplus deficit after everything.
What's that there, Tom?
Well, with, like everybody else, I have 305 for 16, right?
For central services, right?
Yeah. And
so you have a net of 96.04, and you're subtracting your capital from that.
Tracy, I get a net of 95.84.
Oh, well, I get 96.04. I don't know.
All right. Can we go over that quickly? The revenue is 2405.
Do the arithmetic later.
I don't think it really matters. It's $20.
Okay. The revenue is 2405. Right? Total revenue?
Yes.
Salaries, 522. Board, 20. Admin is 313. Programming
315.
What?
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Salaries are 543. Board expenses are 20.
Yeah,
administrative is 315. Programming is 841. Development is 279. Community events is 11,500.
Okay.
I'll send you. I'll send it to you, Bertold. I promise.
Okay. Salary, you say, is 5 what?
543,171, same as it was before.
Okay.
Did not change.
Actually, that changed a little bit. That changed a little bit. Because, remember, I moved something into consultant, so that way the salary went down a little bit.
You did that, yes, but yeah. We didn't do that today.
Okay. So that's 18,000.
Okay, Bertold, I think for the sake of the committee, we need to, you know, close this off, and we can go over the numbers together, really, with our poll and
no problem.
Clarify. Okay. And we will do that, and we'll all get a copy, but, you know, before or when it goes to the PNB. Okay, so are there any objections to the motion? Okay, not hearing any. We will go ahead and recommend this budget to the Pacifica National Board. Thank you, everyone.
Hope it works.
Could I also say something on this whole budget thing for BAI?
Mm-hmm.
Just fast. Now, last time, as I said, the October-thon is absolutely crucial, and it really is. I want to say that we have something brand new at BAI that we haven't had for a while, and that's an actual program director. And I think that WBAI stands in a position where things can get much better over the course of some months. And, you know, we may, whatever happens in the October-thon, and it's, you know, I give no guarantees about the October-thon since we've had a huge change in the prime time drive time stuff, but over the next several months, I think BAI is really on the verge of, you know, resuscitating and coming back and being able to become self-sustaining here. So I think there is some hope for optimism in BAI's situation, you know, no matter what, and I hope we can certainly keep trying to get that done, and the new program director will succeed in doing things, various things that absolutely need to be done. So I just wanted to make that fast pitch for everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay.
So we're meeting on Friday.
We have an agenda left.
Yeah, we do. That was part of the reason for the push.
Yes.
Manager, did you want to say something before we move? Okay. So I assume that we've exhausted anyone and everyone that was trying to listen to us, but the issue of FSR was brought up, and I think it's a good one, and we should at least share information about what's going on.
Tracy, can you hear me?
I can now.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell everybody that this budget will be on the PNB meeting agenda for the 26th and hopefully approved that night.
Well, we'll see. We'll try. Okay, so we will need to get this cleaned up, New York people, and to the PNB ASAP. We'll try to work on that tomorrow. Okay, so the next agenda item is FSRN. And basically, we're just going to do sort of information sharing with each other and anyone that may be listening about the situation. I know a couple of things, so I'll share what I know. And then the rest of you can chip in whatever you have. Does anybody want to start off? Michael, it's your item. You want to motivate it or talk about it? Michael?
I actually thought it was my item, but it's okay. Anybody else can
start. I'm sorry. Was it?
Well, I suggested putting it on, but everybody else is saying, yeah, put it on. So it's...
Oh, yeah, Michael made the other change to the agenda. I'm sorry. So you go ahead and motivate what you wanted to get out of.
Okay. I'm looking for the email because I don't want to... I don't want to misquote anything here, so... where is it? Okay. Basically, FSRN is laying off everybody. You know, that's... And they're suspending operations, and it's because Pacifica hasn't been able to pay them. And one of my questions is, now, I know that we haven't gotten the CPB money to be able to pay them with, but I know that we owe them back money. And one of the, I don't know, this, you'll tell me if this is a contractual issue that shouldn't be an open session, but... do we owe them in excess of the CPB money that will be coming in?
Mm-hmm.
Is that yes?
Okay.
Oh.
Should I try to answer with what I know?
Yes.
Okay. So the total amount that FSRN is owed is about $195,000. Of that, approximately 75 to 85 is the chunk of the CPB money that has not come, that is due basically now, but, you know, needs to be paid from that grant when it arrives. The additional $125,000 or so goes back some period of time and is basically chunks of the NPP AG funds that were used for internal emergencies of some kind at the stations, which received the grants, and need to be redirected to FSRN, but it's been difficult to do that. Some of it goes back quite a way. As these problems, you know, manifested, and they were usually basic things about, you know, payroll and rents and, you know, stuff that had to be paid. As these problems manifested, twice in the past 2 years, the FSRN contract has been downgraded
It originally was for considerably more than the national programming grant. We were basically subsidizing their entire production cost above and beyond what we were getting from CPB. And in 2012, that was dropped to exactly the amount of the NP grant. When even that proved troublesome, a couple of months ago, it was negotiated even downwards a bit more to a chunk of the NPPA grant, but not the entire thing. What is true for FSRN is that both of those reductions created tremendous financial stress for them, which is where they've been for the past 2 or 3 years. Once Pacifica stopped subsidizing their expenses at almost 100%, they needed to find other sources of revenue. And in a concrete sense, they really haven't. They do some grassroots fundraising, but it hasn't been particularly lucrative. And they have some distribution deals outside of Pacifica, and they are small in scope. So essentially what's happened is that there's a gap between what Pacifica can give them and what they need on an ongoing basis. So even if Pacifica paid them $198,000 tomorrow, they would still have a significant budgetary gap going forward that to some degree they have to solve, because it's going to be a difference between what's going to be coming in and their full cost of operation. So what I would say is that while the emergency might have been pushed forward a couple of months, the non-payment by Pacifica is not in and of itself the cause of the crisis. The crisis would still hit. It might hit 3 months down the line or 4 months down the line, but they would still have gotten to the same point, which I think is solvable in the long term by a broader distribution arrangement, and they will probably need some institutional funding in order to keep doing what they've been doing. In terms of what Pacifica can do in the short term, I mean, when the CPB funds come in, that check will be written, and that should be a matter of days or a short number of weeks. I would think days, but I don't know. The other thing Pacifica was going to do is transfer a number of the affiliate registration payments directly to FSRN. Whether that's still going to happen with the ceasing of production, I don't know the answer. It may not. But that was certainly the intent, and the hope was to raise an emergency $25,000 or $30,000 by doing that this week. But with their decision to cease production, I don't know that it makes sense to go forward with that, and we might all just want to take a breath and see what happens next. The question of continuing to pay for a product, if the product's not going to be produced, becomes a problem too.
All right.
Because the NPPAG grant is supposed to be for national programming that will be on the air in the next 6 months. So does that make sense, Arthur?
Largely, yeah. I have to say that I remember some years ago a former executive director made a deal and that had not gone through the NFC, and it sort of raised hopes and expenses for FSRN, and you know, we were never able to go above that. The question I have is, we got the grant for the national programming, and you're saying not all of it ended up going for FSRN because of emergencies. What exactly does that mean? I mean, what isn't that money supposed to go for the national programming? Did some stations find alternate national programming that they put that into, or did it go for something other than national programming?
This is Barbara for the deck.
I'm only going to go so far on an open call. But what I will say is obviously it didn't go to FSRN or we wouldn't owe them $100,000. Pacifica did produce national programming in 2011 and 2012. We produced several national specials, and those were also funded from NPPAG. So some of the money was used for national programming. I think everyone, you know, understands that there have been some emergencies relating to payroll, rent, and tower in the past year that have required anything and everything that we could do in order to make payments very quickly. And it's been really unfortunate that we've been in that situation. Barbara.
Well, I just wanted to say that when the CPB money was received, at least over the last couple of years that I've been doing this, we never got our portion that was supposed to go to FSRN. It was in the books. We knew what it was. It was kept by the national office. So it's not, and I don't know if other stations, what situation they have, but it wasn't that our station spent FSRN money on something else. And then that's just a statement I wanted to make. And I have a question, which is it really not legitimate that we use the money that is coming in now to pay back debt to them?
Well, that's a question.
Maybe Raul would know. I don't know.
Yeah. The purpose of the National Programming Funds are for national programming going forward. That's CPB's intent. That's what they're for. We do have CSG funds that we have more flexibility with. Whether it can be used to reimburse a production that has gone out of production, I think that is something that has to be talked about. I don't know the answer.
Richard, to the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
I probably don't have the latest news on this, but I got the impression that I know that that the FSRN board has policy apparently that they had to inform their
Em de vez em quando é se Maia Livre, se Manje Fet, se tu dá ganha fome.
What was that?
Imagine
they're told
fat.
I think we need you on mute. Okay, go ahead, Richard.
Okay, apparently their board has a policy to, when they get down to a certain level, they have to give notice that they're going to lay off people. But I was under the impression that maybe because of some of the recent funds that have come in, that they're not actually going to lay off people on Friday, but, you know, it's real pressing. Do y'all know that for sure that they're going to be laying people off?
No, I don't.
So they may not do those layoffs right now. But Tracy's absolutely right. They're going to have to restructure their finances. That's it.
Okay. Anything else on this?
Thank you for the information.
All right, so that takes us to our last item, which is good because we're getting into our three-hour cutoff. And that is doing a little bit of scheduling. We will be meeting again on Friday the 27th to look at a reworking of the WPFW budget by Michelle Price. We should be getting something from her Wednesday or Thursday. On the completion of the approval of that budget, it should be possible to start working on an archives and a national office budget, because those numbers will be plugged in. Raul, can you give us some idea of what's a reasonable timeline to get drafts on both of those?
Yeah, I actually started the national office budget, and I needed to go over that with Summer, and so we haven't really discussed this with Summer yet. So, but I'm trying to put the structure together, and but I really need Summer's input. She's been working out of Los Angeles the last couple of weeks, so.
Okay. Do you have any knowledge of how Brian DeShazer is dealing with the archives, budget?
I actually provided them with some preliminary information on their services, income from the stations, but that probably would change tremendously. But they had a head start. They have a head start on their budget. So they pretty much did the expense side, but we needed to provide them with the final numbers for their shared services at this point. So that's what they're looking at.
Okay. So let's see. It's the 27th, so we'll be into next week, which is still with things. Our next regular meeting is October 8th. Richard, you're a board officer. How awful do you think it would be if we put through the national and potentially the archives budget on the 8th? Because it looks to me like the Pacifica National Board is meeting on the 10th.
That's right. You're talking about doing them both on the 8th?
Yeah.
Cool.
And what that would mean then is we would eventually need to do a consolidated, but we could probably come up with a meeting shortly afterwards to do the consolidated. Because that's pretty pro forma once we've passed everything else. And that would give the PNB the power to be done with everything at the October 24th meeting, which is good.
October 25th.
Well, if the PNB gets these budgets through in a timely manner, it would mean that everything would be done by the PNB meeting on October 24th, which is within 30 days of the end of the fiscal year. It's not too bad.
The next Thursday is on the 24th.
Yeah, there's a meeting on the 10th and a meeting on the 24th.
Yeah. Well, could we get them both to the PNB on the 10th?
Yeah. Yeah, and then the consolidated would come right afterwards.
Does the consolidated get approval by the PNB, or is it just paperwork after?
Yeah, no, formally it does.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. That sounds reasonable. So the good part there is, at the moment, we don't have to schedule any extra meetings, and all that we have is September 27th, followed by October 8th, with the proviso for Raul that we will need the draft of both those budgets for the meeting on the 8th.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
I should note here that I can't be here. If we think the meeting on Friday, the 27th, is going to be maybe half an hour, I can probably try that, but anything more than that, I probably can't be here for. So, is that going to be a fast one, or do you think it's going to take a while?
No, I do not think WPFW's budget is going to be fast.
Well, I may end up missing that meeting then.
Okay, well, we will need someone to step into your chair. And, Jim, we may have to take you out to dinner or something. Because I know you don't like it.
I guess that's a reason not to come out of the bunker ever.
Well, I will see you, Jim, in Houston in November. So maybe this is the part where I will take you out to dinner and give you presents and candy.
Is that the first or second week of November? Did they decide that?
I'm sorry?
That P&B that first second.
This is John here. The meeting is scheduled for November 8th through the 11th.
That's right.
Yes, so we will all fall on you in Houston, and you will have to deal with all of us for a while.
The November 8th to the 11th was the primary time. We only did that first weekend possibility in case that we hit a real conflict. We did hit a conflict on the 8th, so we're setting it up for the 8th. 8 to 11.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, that sounds good. Thank you, everyone. It sounds like we've gotten through this with some extra meetings, but not too crazy. And we will meet again on Friday and then hopefully just go back to our regular schedule for the rest of the year.
And this is John, and I won't be able to make that Friday meeting.
Okay, we'll miss you.
Likewise.
Okay, and just as a heads up, if nothing is pressing, we may give ourselves a vacation somewhere in November. I'm thinking maybe the weekend after the PNB meeting, because the PNB members will probably really not feel like this after 4 days of meetings.
Mm.
So if nothing's pressing, we may take November 12th off. We'll see how it goes.
All right, very good.
Okay. Any parting shots?
Friday.
Okay. See you all then. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you, Tracy.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.